I didn't hang up on you, I promise.
No, you're okay.
So are you on the part that says local / terms of experience?
I am.
Okay, perfect. So this is where it says mobile phone towards the bottom. There's a box underneath of it that should have your phone number there. So confirm that it's your phone number listed there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two boxes underneath. You're going to click on each box. The first one says that you're agreeing to receive SMS, which are text messages sent to your phone from us. The other one is saying that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all your information is true and correct.
Right.
And then at the bottom, you're just going to type your name, Austin, exactly as it reads there. Austin / Tyler / Hope. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Now.
Okay. You're breaking up a little bit there. Okay. Now I'm at like a log. So I guess that I can't do yet.
Yes. Yeah. So no, I wanted you to see this part because this is where you would go in and track your results with us. So right now, remember, you have the username and password. It's just not set up yet. The technician's going to get that all set up for you. But we just like to send you your login credentials ahead of time. Okay? So tomorrow, as a reminder, we're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock your time from an 877 number. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm going to actually be the one calling to introduce you to your technician. Okay? So I'm going to really try to make myself available because I like doing that. I like to introduce you. So
like
other than that.
I had a question for you.
Yeah.
So at the link, let's see, hold on. One of these links was, please reply to fill out. Right. So if you need it, so it says to get your Google business profile verified, which we're verified. And I know you need it in case you need to make updates. So how meticulous is Google with resubmitting? Because I remember I took a video and like pictures and stuff to get it verified.
Yeah.
So some of that stuff, like for instance, I've got an accountant, a friend who's an accountant who's got my LLC stuff like that. Is that, do you guys need that off the jump to get started? Or are they going to like,
they're not going to reject you, hun. I'm just saying that when you can, as soon as you can get us those items, get them to us as soon as you can. Just if there was any reason, we have that stuff in place, right? We
like
don't need it today or
to
tomorrow.
Help you kind of
proceed
smoothly.
Correct. Because even though you're verified, let's say we're making the change on the hours, right? Let's just say. And Google later on is like, hey, we need to re-verify. Well, okay, we already have everything here. We were just making a change to the time. It doesn't typically happen. I just like to say we just kind of like to be one step ahead of the game. If that were to ever happen, we're not calling you and saying, hey, we need you to now send all of this to us, right? So basically, it's just like a safety net, like you said. Just we like to be always one step ahead of everything. So this way, we got everything in place. But it's not like we need it tomorrow. Okay, just whenever you can get it to us, get it to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
My kids always tell me when I'm asking them, you need to send me this and this. Well, Mom, you don't even need it. I listen. I know I don't need it. But, honey, what if something happens, right? And now I'm scrambling for it. You know, I tell them this, especially with our grandkids. Send me a copy of their medical card. Well, Mom, they're going to be... Listen, I understand that, but let's say something were to happen. I need their medical card. You know what I mean? At least I have it in digital, you know? So trying to tell them is like pulling teeth.
Yeah,
but those are my kids.
You got to learn to plan.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to ask you something else. Oh, right. So just kind of less important, but just out of curiosity. So what is your opinion on this Google Map placement? I think that when I search a business, that's kind of where I look as well, because they have the distance and the maps there,
yeah.
And you kind of get a feel that that's locally.
You know what? That's typically where I go. Even like, for example, and I'll even share this with you, Austin. Okay, I work in Fountain Valley, but I live in Anaheim, California, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to find a nail shop, right? And I look right now from my iPhone, it's going to recognize the location of where I'm at, which is work. So it's going to pull within the map whatever nail shops are within my vicinity right now. But if I'm wanting a nail shop close to my house, then I'm going to put in nail shop near and I'm going to put my zip code, right? And so it'll pull in the results who's within that area. I typically go to the map, and I'll tell you why, because I know on the map I'm going to see business hours. I'm going to have click-to-call phone number. I'm going to get people who are within the vicinity. I'm going to see reviews, right? So whether I'm looking for a tire shop, I'm looking for a restaurant, even when I was looking for a plumber, right? Mind you, I live in Anaheim, but I had to use a plumber that was in Whittier, which is like 20 minutes away from me, because yeah. I went off the list. And that guy, even though the local map, you will see sometimes even within the local map sponsored ads. You might see some because Google ads run on a rotation, right? That's the difference. That's why Google ads are more expensive and they're a little bit more trickier because they run on a rotation. You might not always see those, right? So typically people are going to perform that search there within the local map section. Those are the guys that they're calling first. I'm going to be 100%.
Yeah, what's tricky with that is we've got, so one of the biggest sources of competition to the two, so it's my company, there's another company, the one you saw, Southwest Greens,
uh-huh.
and then there's Synlawn. Synlawn does not have a single installer or a shop or a business in Birmingham, but they have a huge presence, online presence in Birmingham. And they're making it work somehow. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're at the top of all kinds of results, and they don't have a single,
what company is this that you're saying again?
It's Synlawn, S-Y-N, Lawn.
Oh, the Synlawn. I see what you're talking
about. They just advertise really well. They say they're in every town, but they,
you're like, but they're not.
I guess, they're not, and they don't come back. You know, if they have a problem, they just leave, and they're somewhere else in the country. So we're trying to find a way to get as noticed as them, because honestly, it's not good for the client, you know, when they don't realize that, because, you know, they're using 205 phone numbers that they're, you know, getting, and they're kind of sniping a lot of business from the area. So that's been a thing. I definitely want to get, you know, where we're competitive and we have a good presence.
Well, they're listed, check this out. They're listed as a turf supplier.
Yeah. They manufacture some of their stuff. All of the turf's coming out of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of it anyway, in this area is, but so they, and maybe that's like, you know, turf supply. I mean, I don't know if that's what's getting them ranked or how they're ranked, but they pop up pretty high up every time you search it anyway, even without being in the state. So I've been trying to figure out how we can get, up there with Southwest Green, Synlawn, because our product is a better and
I see their website link coming up, right? So that tells me someone's doing something with their backlinking on their website. So maybe once your website's up, there's something that your gal can do that's creating your website, okay? Because this is what's going to happen. Even with them creating your website, there's going to be backlinks, and there's ways that website will also come up as well in the search results. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it doesn't even look like they're doing sponsored ads. Correct. So whatever she does with the website is going to also help that website come up in the search results. And honestly, what I would do if I were you, the sooner we can start getting you reviews on that Google Business profile page, the better, Austin. And I'm going to tell you why. Those guys have no reviews. None.
Okay.
At all.
Yeah.
They don't have any. I'm looking at their page. I'm going to ask the technicians, I'm going to ask them, I'm going to actually notate it that you're going to need a link so that you can start requesting your reviews. But I would strongly encourage you, even if you go back to some of the clients that you've done work for, even if it was family members, you did work for them, ask them to leave you reviews. I mean, don't tell them to say, oh, my nephew or my cousin, right? But if you did work for family, that is legitimately work you did, then have them leave you reviews.
Oh, I've got tons of people who would be happy to. They've already told their whole neighborhood. I've
I would
got one
highly
in particular.
Encourage it.
Yeah.
Highly encourage sure. it. Only because you have that right, if you've done work for people, to ask them to leave you reviews. I would mm-hmm. highly recommend for the reviews to be left on your Google Business profile before being left on your Angie's, and I don't mean it in a bad way, but only because on Google, your reviews will never disappear, right? Even if you weren't working with us anymore, your content doesn't disappear. What happens is with Angie's, the day that you never renew with them, any content, any reviews that you had on there will be gone.
Yeah, Angie's was more of a, they called me specifically and they were reading me that they had probably 8 or 9 leads or inquiries that were already sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of weighing, you know, I could do one job and I'd make back what I spent on it. So with them, it was more like, I honestly just kind of wanted to see what those leads were.
and
how
was it?
Well, it's getting set up. We did that yesterday.
Okay.
I'm getting so many calls right now from everywhere in the country. Holy cow.
You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I'll let you in on a little secret. They're a great directory, really great directory. We work with a lot of their clients. However, they get a lot of their leads from Google Ads because they run Google Ads for themselves. That'll say like 25 best turf, you know, installers near me. Those are the leads that they capture that they turn around and send to you. They'll sell it to like 2 or 3 other competitors. So I encourage you that when you start, I don't know if you're doing the pay per lead with them or if you're doing the opportunities, but when you get the lead, make sure that you call it within at least 15 minutes, I think is what they're telling everyone, is to call the lead within 15 minutes. Because if you don't, that other company might beat you to the call. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you just want to make sure that you're kind of on top of it when you get the lead. Just make sure you're calling it right away. But yeah, they're great. I think they're a great directory. I really have nothing bad to say about them. I think it's unique how they get their leads. Right?
It's just kind of niche. I mean, he said he had about 5 residential and 3 commercial that came in the last 30 days. My first thought was 30 days. All of these people have Googled turf companies by now. But if by chance, you know, one of the commercial accounts or just kind of a, you know, a homeowner who is just curious, hasn't gone and followed through with it, is sitting there. But whatever. It's fine.
Hey, but it's not bad if you could get the job. You know what I mean?
That's right. And I'll get it.
I was going to say, I think you know how to sell yourself. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll make it work.
Yeah. So you're all set on my end over here. So just reminder that we'll call you tomorrow between 3 and 4 o'clock and we'll send you that reminder an hour before. Okay? But I would like to say congratulations and welcome to our local Splash family. I am like super excited for you, Austin. Really excited.
Oh, I've enjoyed talking with you. I'm excited.
It's been my pleasure. It really has. I'm like, we've had a good conversation. I feel like, hey, I got a little bit of knowledge about artificial turf. Now I would never go out there and do the job myself because I'm just not there. You know what I mean? And you're going to laugh when I tell you this, but I'll leave you with this quick little thing. My husband, you know, he had cancer a few years back. And so he had this bright idea, you know, because he has anxiety and, you know, he just wants things to do around the house. He went and bought artificial turf from Home Depot, right?
I'm going to do
the backyard. Oh, my gosh. Because he was watching YouTube, he thought he had it down packed. Well,
yep.
You know, let me just tell you that he tried. I had a guy come out and the guy's like, who did your artificial turf? I go, don't say anything. It was my husband. He was just trying, you know, and he's like, yeah. Oh, okay, I understand. He was like, yeah, because, like, we need to bring a machine. Like, we got to pack it down. We got to do this and that. I was like, my husband brought all these bags of sand, right? I'm like, dude. What are you doing? I'm like, poor guy. I mean, he spent so much money. you know, but
that's the way it goes. I had a guy the other day call. He spent $32 a square foot. And for reference, I'm at like 10. And he spent $32 a square foot, and they steamed it. There's only one correct way to steam it, and they steamed it more like a quilt, kind of patchwork.
No way.
And he spent, I think it was like $16,000 on it, and it, now it's being done. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways to do it wrong. You wouldn't think it, but it is. It's.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and I'm not going to lie. I'm like, why does it look lumpy on one side? I didn't say anything because I'm like, just let him do what he wants. You know what I mean? He's out of my hair for right now. And it's like therapeutic for him, but I'm like thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, this is going to cost me an arm and a leg now to fix it, right? Because
yeah.
What he did, and I'm like, and it was hilarious because we had a lot of rain. And I'm like, Anthony, oh, my gosh, there is weeds coming up. In between,
did he put gravel down?
He did. He put gravel and he put, what is that? That material?
Yeah, weed barrier.
Yeah, there you go. But something went wrong because, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm all, honey, you can watch a YouTube, and this is my thing. People watch YouTube videos all day long. That does not make you an expert. Okay?
Right.
It does not. It looks easy, but it's not. My thing is, call a specialist, someone who specializes in that industry. In the long run, it's going to cost me less money than if I have you do it, and now I got to call an expert to come and fix what you did.
Oh, exactly. The worst is putting green. I was about to do a big putting green for a company that a friend of mine works for, a big land development company, and they got my price, they got the other price, way higher, and they decided, they're both high, we're going to tie it ourselves. There's a 100% chance I'm going back to do that. And
oh, yeah.
And they're paying twice. They're paying twice, and it's just, it's crazy. It's so expensive to redo it.
It makes no sense, right? It's like, why, and this is everything, and this is just me. And I wish more people were like me, but I hear there's far few. I would rather pay a little bit more money for a quality service than to go with some guy because he's lowballing, right? Because at the end of the day, his work isn't going to be the same as the guy before him. And it's going to end up costing me more money anyways because I'm going to have someone come back out and fix what wasn't done right. So if I invest a little bit more money, right, it's quality over quantity. What do you want? And I tell business owners this all the time. It's the same thing with your marketing. If you want to pay minimal, you're going to get minimal results, right? It's the same thing with marketing. I tell them this all the time because they'll tell me, oh, a guy offered me $50 to get me on the first page of Google. I said, well, where's the app? Because let me sign up. I don't even have a business. You know, and I tell them $50, take that money and take your wife, invite her to a nice steak dinner because $50 isn't going to do anything for you. I don't even know what they think.
Is that how much it costs for in California right now? Is that a steak dinner? I paid $100 for sushi last night.
In California, let me tell you, my husband and I would be sharing like a Sizzler steak with that price.
Jeez.
No way. Yeah. Are you kidding me? You don't even want to know. McDonald's just for like a stupid Happy Meal for the kids, which I don't even buy that for my kids, but the grandkids, it's like literally, I'm going to say close to $10. And I'm not even joking. Like, it is outrageous, the prices out here in California, what we pay for food now. I used to spend $150 a week on groceries. Now I'm spending, we just went grocery shopping yesterday, and it was like a little over $200. And I look, and I'm like, how come it seems like we didn't buy anything? Everything is so expensive. It's ridiculous. I'm just like, toilet paper, like cleaning supplies. Wait.
Oh, you need to use Amazon. Use Amazon. It's so much cheaper. You get a whole box, and it's less than, you know, what little you get from the store, and it comes to your house. That's what I do for anything.
And you're not even shopping. My friend was telling me she uses Amazon Fresh. She goes, you need to start shopping there. It's just so much. It's better. Way better.
I don't trust the food in the mail. That's weird.
I don't trust the food either. I'm just like, you know. I mean, I'll do Instacart sometimes, but even then I'm picky. You know what I mean? Like, not my fruits. Like, you know, I don't know.
Definitely not. No way I would do meeting.
All right. Well, it was, again, a pleasure to speak with you, Austin, and we will talk with you tomorrow, okay?
All right. I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening. Bye.
Bye.